that you're listening to right now is coming to you from New York's fabulous, wonderful, and generally down-to-earth nightclub, Sammy's Bowery Follies, the last, the only cabaret left on the Bowery today. There's a wonderful cast that makes up Sammy's Bowery Follies, too. The people in this show have been in show business for years. Sammy's Bowery Follies is the place where vaudeville still lives. These people have toured all over the country playing some of the greatest vaudeville houses of the era that vaudeville survived and lived. And tonight, we've brought our microphones down to Sammy's Bowery Follies to introduce you to some of these wonderful old-timers. They have some wonderful opinions about show business today and show business in the past. Their stories, their backgrounds are fantastically interesting. I'm sure that it would be many hundred years combined to make up their experience on the stage and on the road. When the entertainers at Sammy's Bowery Follies go on the stage, they're all dressed in the same costumes, suits, and dresses that you'd see any vaudeville entertainer wear during the 10s and the 20s, and of course, prior to the 20s. There's something about them. I think it's their great showmanship. They can't help but have great showmanship with all of the experience that they've had. So tonight, it's a typical night at Sammy's Bowery Follies. We're going to meet these wonderful old-timers as they sing the songs of the great past. Sammy's Bowery Follies. The oldest member of the cast of Sammy's Bowery Follies is Dora Portillier. She is now in her late 80s. She has appeared on Life Begins at 80 as a regular panelist. And Dora is one of the people that we want you to meet. She's been in show business longer than anyone that I know in particular. She has some interesting opinions and interesting experience. Ladies and gentlemen, Dora Portillier. How are you, Dora?
Oh, I'm just lovely, thank you, dear.
How long have you been at Sammy's?
16 years, came for a week.
You came for a week?
Came for 1 week.
And you never left?
Never left.
I see. Would you tell me? Go ahead.
Well, when I was here on a Wednesday, the first week, I opened up. He said, Dora, there's a job here for you for life if you wish to stay. Because I was a big hit here, you know. And I'm still a big hit. I'm 16 years here. I'm still the hit of the show.
Well, that's for sure.
I came from vaudeville, musical comedy. I've been half over the world. I've been all over Europe. I've been in England, Paris, France, Australia. 1 year in Honolulu, all over the Orient, China, Japan, Nagasaki, Pekin, Singapore, and Hong Kong. Been in Mexico, Guaymas, Sonora, Hermosillo, Mexico City, all through British Columbia, every city in the state of United States, and I've been all over everywhere, as you might say. I'm like a sail. I've traveled, worked here and worked there.
You've played all of the major vaudeville circuits in America?
Yes, I played the Orpheum and I played Poli's, and I guess that's the only two main.
Have you often wished that vaudeville was back?
I do, very much, because I was a headliner for 15 years.
Is that right?
I'm headlining here, all the good it does me.
I suppose naturally you played the Palace.
Yes, every theater in New York, every theater.
What do you think is the reason why vaudeville finally went out?
Well, I think the movies is the one that's ruined vaudeville.
Television, too. Well, especially the movies, because television wasn't around when vaudeville went out, you know?
Yeah. Well, television, yeah. And what was it? Not television, but what do you call it?
The radio.
Yeah, radio.
Definitely
yeah,
radio.
Yeah.
You think there'll ever be a chance that vaudeville will come back?
I doubt it. Because money covers, don't it? Movies has the money and the...
Oh. It's Speaking of movies, Dora, they made a movie down here a couple of months ago, didn't they?
I'm one of the leading ones in it.
What's the name of that movie?
It's called Show Business. What was I?
What is it? A Nightclub Life Across the World or something like that?
Around the World at Night, yes. Uh-huh.
And it was made by an Italian movie concern, wasn't it?
Well, they say the Warner Brothers is in it, has head of it.
And you did your own routine for that?
Yes, lovely. I'm headliner in that.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful, Dora, believe me. Who are some of the greats in showbiz that you have played with?
Well, I played with Eva Tangway. I played with the Empire City Quartet. I played with the Four Coens. I played with the Four Morton. I played with Irene Franklin, Bert Green. And I worked with the female impersonator. I worked with Pat Rooney. Oh, I worked with them all. Just had with school days.
And I understand you did a little bit on Life Begins at 80. You were one of the
panelists. Yeah. Uh-huh. I was an invited guest. Uh-huh. I was with Barry. Sky's the Limit.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I was with Barry. I was with from Baltimore. What's his name? Gary Moore.
Oh, yes. Well, Dora, there's one thing that I want to say in sort of a conclusion. That is, I hope that you're able to have 80 years more in show business.
Well, I hope so, too.
And it's been wonderful talking to you. Whenever we think of Sammy's Bowery Follies...
I have to kid about my Sally, what's his name? With the violin. What's
Jack
name?
Benny.
Jack Benny, yeah.
Well, I hope you'll be here for many years to come. You're the star of Sammy's, and we always enjoy watching you get up there and sing those old songs and do those wonderful old-time hoofers that you do. You're wonderful, Dora, and thanks for coming to our WFUV microphone.
I've got a lot of jobs offered me. Like, I had Saratoga here a few weeks ago, and I had Kansas City. And I've had I get jobs all the time if I want to take them. And several places open, Jersey wants me. Well, all the time, there's somebody comes in here and asks me if I...
Well, we hope that sometime you'll come and do something like that, huh?
But I hate to go away.
But it's traveling.
Oh, God, I have so many
years. Do you have
any family? You have a family, Dora?
No.
Have you ever been married?
I'm from San Francisco, yes. I was married.
Pardon me. Thank you very much, Dora Portillier.
Are you Irish?
Well, I'm partly, a little bit.
I got it
here. Will you come to our WFU mics, WFUV microphones again sometime?
I will.
Thank you very much, Dora.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
I've got two more wonderful people from the stage show of Sammy's Bowery Follies sitting with me right now. One has toured all over the world in vaudeville. Great vaudeville actor, performer. He's been everywhere. He's been in Asia, in Japan, in China. His name is Bill Pollard. And on his left is Danny Barrett. Two people that I've grown to know very well in my travels down here to 267 Bowery. First of all, Danny Barrett, how are you tonight?
Very fine, Bill. How are you?
Coming along very well, and believe me, it's a pleasure to be down here again tonight. I've had so many good times down here that every time I wander down, it's one time is better than the last. Tell me, Danny, how long have you been in show business?
About 30 years, on and off.
I see. You've toured vaudeville?
Yes. I was in vaudeville. The old Radio Keith Orpheum time.
See, how long have you been with Sammy's?
8 years at Sammy's.
Could you sort of, I hope this isn't a loaded question, Danny, but could you sort of describe some of the great moments in your life as a show business entertainer? Do any come to mind at all right now that you'd sort of like to put down?
One great fellow who has passed away.
How can you do that when that man is singing?
I sang on his show was Fred Allen. Good old Fred Allen.
Right.
He passed away on St. Patrick's Day a few years back.
Right.
Walking his dog.
Yeah, I remember that.
Great guy.
Definitely.
I've met so many. My first radio broadcast was with my feet as a dancer from Lowe's State Theater.
Did you ever play the Palace, Danny?
I never have. My first radio sponsor was Peter Paul, the Chocolate People. I was Paul of a team called Peter and Paul.
That's sort of like the A&B Gypsies.
Sort of, yes. We took the name of the product and used them, you know.
I see. They were your sponsors.
Frank Munn at one time was called Paul Oliver, sponsored by Palm Olive.
Uh-huh.
Jessica Dragonette was Olive Palmer.
Is that
sponsored
right?
By Palm Olive.
Uh-huh.
Get the connection now?
Perfectly, 100%. Over to Danny Barrett's left is another wonderful old-timer who does a terrific routine in the style of Sir Harry Lauder, the late Sir Harry Lauder, that many people remember for his old Victor recordings. Now, Bill Pollard is another one of these entertainers who has been in show business for most of his life, I'd say. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yes. I've been on the stage for 60 years. My first part was the Midgemite in HMS Pinafore. My mother was an actress. I grew up as a child on the stage. My next part was with Sir Charles Hawtrey with Little Lord Fauntleroy. I played the lead, Little Lord Fauntleroy, at 7 years old. Since then, I traveled all over the world on the stage as a child. In China, India, Africa, Australia, Philippine Islands, Hawaiian Islands, Alaska, Canada, all over the world. When I grew up, I went into vaudeville. For 25 years, I was in vaudeville. Then I played with Eddie Cantor, Charlie Ruggles, and Marie Dressler on Broadway in Canary Cottage. That's Oliver Marsker's show at 44th Street. And since then, when talkies went out and vaudeville went out, I became a master of ceremonies at Chin Lee's. And I was there for 7 years as a master of ceremonies.
It's China Door now, isn't it?
It's called the China Door now. And then from then on, I went back to Hollywood and I worked in pictures with Loretta Young and all the big pictures on the West Coast. And I played many nightclubs in Hollywood.
And vaudeville theaters, including the Palace.
Yes. And just 5 years ago, I came to New York. I couldn't get any work because I was too old.
You're Australian, right?
I'm an Australian, born in Sydney, Australia. So I went to the Princeton Club as a bellman. One night I came down here at Sammy's Follies, and Sammy said to me, "Billy, you say you're an entertainer?" I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Will you get up and do some songs?" I said, "Yes, I will." So I got up and sang some songs. Sammy says, "You're wonderful. You want to start tomorrow night?" So I quit the Princeton Club as a bellman and started here just a year and a half ago. And I've been here ever since.
Wonderful, Bill. Before we made this tape, you were telling me some very interesting stories about some of your experiences while you were touring with your mother in that family troupe, the Pollard, what was it, the Pollard?
The Lilliputian Opera Company.
I see. Would you tell us a little bit about that incident that occurred in China?
Oh, not in China. That was in South Africa.
Oh, I see.
I was only about 8 years old. I was playing the leading part. In Pinafore, I was playing Sir Joseph Porter, KCB, and in Mikado, I was playing Coco. We were in Kimberley, and at the time of the Boer War, that's 1901, we were playing there at the Opera House when the Boers surrounded the town, and we had to escape because we caught the last train out of Kimberley. We got over the Modder River Bridge. When we got over the Modder River Bridge, the British thought it was a ruse. The Boers had captured the train, were coming in as Boers, and they were ready to blow us to pieces. but they found out we were the last train out of Kimley, and they welcomed us. We left all our scenery in Kimley, and we played all over Africa without any scenery or wardrobe, and everybody loved us.
Well, I can see why. But that's a wonderful, wonderful story, Bill. Danny, did I ask you before how many years you have been with Sammy's?
Well, I've been in Sammy's 8 years now, going on my ninth year.
You know, you have that wonderful high tenor voice, Danny, that you just don't hear anymore. Do you think that the age of the high tenors will ever return?
I don't think they ever went out.
Well, especially in barbershop singing, I'd agree with you, yes. But I mean as far as real popularity is concerned.
They've been, since the crooners came in, Sinatra became popular, Bing Crosby. Seemed like all the young fellas want to follow in their footsteps as baritones.
I see.
Gradually the tenors are coming to light now again.
Yes, that can be seen, I can see that, yes. And one final question that I would like to ask both of you simultaneously, as people who have been in vaudeville and have been in so many facets of show business. What do you think was the main reason why vaudeville went out? And the second part of the question, do you think that vaudeville will ever come back? Bill?
I definitely say that the stagehands and the musicians ruined vaudeville. And they put so many restrictions on acts that they couldn't navigate. And when the talkies came in, talkies were so much inexpensive to the stagehands and musicians, and it went out. I don't think vaudeville will ever come back. With television and the radio, will never come back, much to my regret.
Well, we do have vaudeville anyway. We have vaudeville in the nightclubs and places such as Sammy's. And you do find it in certain touring recording groups, too, you know?
I recently have become a songwriter. I have a song with Irving Caesar Publishing Company, the Columbia Recording Company, a song sung by Tony Bennett, which is coming out very soon, called Break the Silence or She'll Break My Heart. I wrote the Sammy's Barry Folly songs that you heard tonight with all the company.
Well, congratulations, and I hope that that song will do wonders for you, Bill.
Thank you very much.
And Danny, what is your opinion on why vaudeville died, and do you think that it'll ever come back again?
Radio came in. That's where your vaudeville people went, to radio, same as myself. I was a dancer in vaudeville. Immediately went into radio, and I worked steady. Now vaudeville is seen in nightclubs such as here, Copacabana, Latin Quarter, clubs all over the country. That is your vaudeville circuit today, nightclubs.
But it will never come back in theater form.
I don't think so. No, I don't think it ever will, because the people in the country, all over the country, are so hip. They want the best, and they're getting the best. Through the talkies, through television shows, the old set routine of what one act in traveling the country will never come back. That will never come back. All of your vaudeville will be in television or in nightclubs.
Thank you, Danny, and thank you, Bill, for coming to our WFUV microphones tonight.
It's been a pleasure, Bill. It's been a pleasure, believe me.
May I greet everybody with a Happy New Year spirit, which I know it's only a few days after New Year.
Thank you very much, both of you. We really appreciate it. The most important person in the whole operation, of course, Sammy's Bowery Follies, is the proprietor himself, Sammy Fuchs, who is sitting right with us right now at one of the wonderfully checkerboard tablecloth tables and the bare wooden floors. Sammy Fuchs, how long have you been running your wonderful Bowery Follies?
I've been here about 30 years.
30 years. Did it start out with a show like this?
I had an ordinary barroom or restaurant, and one time Two homeless people, a man and a woman, got up and danced. And I got a summons for not having a cabaret license. So I figured, for 50 cents a day, why can't homeless people go out and have a good time just like the highbrow people uptown? And I took a cabaret license out just to protect me for that field. And it gained such a big momentum that I had to break through the wall and let the highbrows come down here and keep the unhappy people happy down here.
Is that right? So you've been here for how long now?
30 years.
30 years, that's wonderful. And some of the greatest people in show business have come in and out of here as visitors.
We have everybody who's who in the entertainment field and various other enterprises. They have more fun down here than they would have up in the highbrow place.
Well, that's for sure. You call it the poor man's store club, don't you?
Well, because these fellas around here really have to have some place where they can relax. And not everything is money. If a fella wants to buy a bottle of beer, he buys a bottle of beer. If he wants to buy champagne, that's up to him.
And it's the informal atmosphere, Sammy, that I think a lot of people like. I mean, you're not afraid that you're going to spill a little drink on a tablecloth, you know what I mean?
Well, not only that, if you don't spit on the floor, we throw you out.
And I understand, Sammy, well, it's common knowledge, some of the wonderful work you've done in and around the Bowery area here with some of the men that are out in the streets outside here.
Well, when I started at the beginning, most of these homeless men and women in the Bowery needed a lot of help because there was a lot of unemployment. But the last year or two, I stopped it because there's a lot of people that have jobs that are not qualified with a college education, like sweeping the floor, washing dishes. They can make a dollar an hour. There's no reason why a man can't have some kind of a means of obtaining employment. And I don't approve of giving them anything but nothing nowadays. They don't call for them.
I see. Any plans for Sammy's Bowery Follies in the future?
Well, if they ever contemplate taking the Bowery down, I'm going to move it right in the heart of Times Square or the City Hall and take all my customers from here and show them how life is really in the raw.
Thanks, Sammy, and it's wonderful having you here. You who made Sammy's Bowery Follies what it is today. You're the one person who's made vaudeville live on, that's for sure.
Well, I've given a lot of people employment, and as long as everybody's happy, that makes me happy.
Thanks a lot, Sammy. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Well, that's our night at Sammy's Bowery Follies. The wonderful checkerboard tablecloths. Pictures on the wall of some of the old-time greats of show business, news clippings, so many things here, with the hardwood floor, wonderful entertainers. Sammy Bowery Follies, 267 Bowery, where vaudeville still lives, and its old-time greats that have tread the stages of the vaudeville life that is no longer with us. This has been Bill Knowlton, and we turn you now to our studios at WFUV. It's another entertainer, Sammy's Bowery Follies, that comes out in a dark tie, a white shirt, dark black coat. Tell everybody your name.
Edward R. Smith.
Well, Ed, how long have you been in show business?
Since 1910.
And what kind of material did you do? Did you play vaudeville?
Vaudeville and burlesque, stock and everything with my wife.
I see. Did you do mainly comedy routines or singing or what?
We did the act before Burns and Allen did it. My wife did comedy and I did straight.
What was the name of your act?
Eddie and Dottie Smith.
You played the major circus?
Played everything.
Palace?
Everything.
Who were some of the big timers that you played with in your career?
Well, you can name them all. Harry J. Conley.
Right.
James Barton.
Uh-huh.
Sophie Tucker.
Uh-huh. And many, many others, I'm sure of that.
All of them.
How long have you been at Sammy's?
I'm back again. I was here for 15 years.
you're now back again for another long run, I hope.
Well, if God spares me that long.
Well, it's been a pleasure meeting you. And I hope that in the future that you'll be able to keep on doing the wonderful act you do here at Sammy's Bowery Follies.
I understand you're from Fordham.
That's right, Fordham University.
I worked with one of your fellas.
Oh, yeah?
When he was with the Cards, I was with the Giants.
Oh, yeah?
Frankie Frisch.
Oh, the Fordham Flash.
When he was with the Cardinals, I was with the Giants.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, thanks. It's been a real great privilege meeting you. Good night.
Nighty night.